Hey, it's Morgan Absher.
And I'm Kaylin Moore.
And we're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, Clues.
Every Wednesday, we sneak past the crime scene tape and open a new case file for some of the most gripping true crime cases.
Follow and listen to Clues, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, everyone, shut up! And look at me!
Crime Time with Isaac and Souk.
The less I know about other people's affairs, the happier I am. I'm not interested in caring about people.
Isaac Robb.
I once worked with a guy for 3 years and never learned his name. Best friend I ever had. We still never talk sometimes.
Jason Sukanik.
I also think it's pointless for a human to paint scenes of nature when they could just go outside and stand in it.
Prime Time on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080.
Please do not misinterpret the fact that I am talking right now as genuine interest. End of speech.
The Fan.
All right, welcome back.
Oh, Ron, I can't quit you.
Sweet Ron. Sweet baby Ron Swanson. Coming up, LeBron James has issued a cease and desist.
Oh.
We'll tell you what for.
Yeah.
It's right. A fun one.
It is a fun one.
All right, LeBron.
And it goes to show that, well, I mean, I'm not really on social media all that much, so I'm probably not the best one to comment here, but it just goes to show that when you do something like this, you actually bring more attention to what you're trying to get stopped, because I never saw.
I had no idea this
was happening. No idea it was a thing, and now we know. Everybody knows it's a thing.
Yeah. Because, Taco Tuesday!
Because you can't handle it. Okay, so that's coming up. We also have, we're going to do a little something on message board geniuses, which I think is great. But the high T alarm is sounding again. Mm-hmm. Weep, 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 weep. Because Sukanik has found a t-shirt, and I think he's very eager to rip it off to show that Sprague's a weenie.
Yeah, I found this lovely lore. I did have to scour.
Yeah, you were scouring pretty hard, too.
I scoured. Well, we used to have a bunch of random tees laying around.
Yeah, we cut those from the budget.
Yeah, but we just always had, like, random stuff.
Found two of them.
That is true. The other one was some sort of weird country music t-shirt that I don't know who was
There's another one at my desk, too.
Oh, well, there you go.
So are you going, wait, what?
No, if we need another shirt, there's another one laying around somewhere. That's
all. Why didn't you say that?
I did earlier. I didn't know he was going to look for it. I would have brought it over.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't have to scour.
Yeah, he scoured the whole building.
Didn't
know?
Why
was I scouring?
Thought I told you.
Well, anyway, are you going to rip it off or what?
Well, no, I don't even have it on. And now you've made me not want to do it.
Well, you want to do it. Let's get it. Let's see how tough you are.
Well, now I'm not going to do it.
Weep! 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 People want to see it. What size is it?
It's large. I think we should have you do it.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
I think we need Isaac Robb to rip off this tasty size large.
Channel all the little tea in your body and just...
Does Robb have enough tea left in there to be more teed than Brandon Sprague?
Yeah, not interested in that bit, but I do... I mean, now's the time. Are you going to throw it on and rip it off or no?
No, we're okay.
Okay. All right. The high T alarm has stopped sounding.
I have to play coy like Sprague and be like, "Do you really want me to? Do
you really put up you a want pole? Us to beg you?
You
now.
Want me, you want me to? You want me to put it up? Do you want me to, It really just Let's was in my mind of was it hard to do? Because Sprague made it seem
and
like
the
it
answer
was hard
to that
do.
Is no.
It is not.
It makes me sad.
But now that I've proved that it's not hard to do to myself, do I really need to prove it to other people?
Well, I think we just needed to get it on camera.
Okay. All right.
The people need to see it. Right, here. Oh, here he's going to do it. All right. Hi, TV. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Is going to be a little tight over the Hawaiian shirt.
Even better. Even better for the stream.
All right, here we go. Watching on YouTube.
The worst part is now that I've said it's easy, watch me not be able to do this one.
Can't wait.
Well, there are scissors if you need them.
This thing's tight.
Yeah, it's tight. Okay. This
is tight.
So he now has a Laurelwood Brewing t-shirt.
Woo!
Over his Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, he's going to rip it up. Wait, hold on.
Looking svelte.
Do you have the Hogan music?
And not, oh, yeah, there you go.
And not, this one's for Sprague. Not cut.
Are you ready? Yeah, it's not cut.
Not cut.
It was kind of like
stud! Yeah!
Come on, Sprague.
Yeah! Oh, my God, you're such an American.
I do feel more American now. I lied. I thought the T was down. No, dude, it's right back up.
He did it.
Yeah, it's right back up.
Are you going to post that to the meads, the social meads, the gram?
That's two T's now. Now I feel...
I'll be alerting Jake of where you can find that on the stream.
Now I'm feeling it.
I'm all jacked up.
Yeah, you, dude. Do I need to get out of here?
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew. Let's go. Let's go. Woo! Yeah, flags. Dude, I got to get a truck and I got to get it stat.
You sure do.
I'm truckless right now. I need some truck nuts. I need a flag. Man, I need something. I'm feeling energized flags! Right now.
Yeah, I don't know where to go from.
I need some Budweiser. Wait, no, not Budweiser.
After that. What are we watching here? Is this girls softball championships or something? What's this?
There's a new pro softball league on ESPN.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like softball.
Yeah, I think they have a new pro league.
It's about time they got pro softball. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, this isn't going anywhere. There's like six people watching this, but.
Well, I know. I'm not saying anybody's watching it, but I mean, you know, they should have a pro softball league. Jenny Finch was awesome.
Jenny Finch was. I think she still is.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad that we have proven that Brandon Sprague is a weenie.
Yeah.
Nice job.
You may have wanted to rip off your shirt, and yet you couldn't rip off your shirt. Come on, Sprague.
Well, no, he did. He just needed assistance.
He needed scissors.
Boy! So this Georgia commit, his name is Chase Calicut. I don't know if you've been following the Georgia football situation.
Georgia's got a little bit of a driving problem.
Yeah.
And like, they've had it for years.
I meant to do that. I totally forgot, but I meant to do this. I meant to list out for you so you could understand how many Georgia football players have gotten in trouble via the auto in the last couple of years.
Well, some of them have died,
and
by
I
the
forgot.
Way.
Yeah, I think there's like three, right? Aren't there like three separate incidents?
I'll take a look.
I and think now it's... we've got a kid who's committed to Georgia. His name is Chase Calicut. He's a 4-star safety, and he has been arrested for something called violent driving.
Yeah, you can't do that. You can rip off a T in a violent way, but you can't have high T when you're driving. That's no good.
What is violent driving? Have you ever heard of that?
No, my guess is just like reckless driving, right?
No, because they don't call it reckless driving.
Well, I know.
Violent could mean an intent to do damage as opposed to just not paying attention, which is reckless.
Okay. Well, they've also charged him with 2 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Oh, that's no good.
Yeah. Dude, he shot. Okay, so here is the description of what happened. This was July 6th. Two people, a 17-year-old boy and a 17-year-old girl, were in a different car when Calicut's vehicle pulled up behind them. Reports say he sped ahead before hitting the brakes and forcing the other car to avoid a collision. The teen drove around Calicut's car and tried to get away, but Calicut pulled up next to him again. He was allegedly driving erratically in front of and alongside the teen, and the teen saw Philip in Calicut's car with a handgun pointed right at him.
That would be violent, yes.
The teen was able to make a U-turn and drive away from Calicut's car, but then he heard several gunshots. A friend driving behind the teen reported that he saw Philip shooting out of the window as they drove away.
That doesn't sound like violent driving. That sounds like attempted murder.
Totally.
Like, if you told me that someone was shooting at me from another car, I wouldn't be like, that's violent driving. I'd be like, no, dude, you're trying to kill me.
It's got
to
be some sort of legal technicality for the specific action that was going on. But yeah, that clearly sounds
and
like
by the way,
you're
since
about.
2023, this according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, there's been over 24 traffic-related incidents involving Georgia football players.
I said three.
And by the way, that doesn't include this one. This was before this. 24. I know Kirby Smart has addressed it multiple times. So we now have had people, staffers and players that have died. You have now a recruit that's attempting to kill other people while driving. I mean, my God, what are we doing, Georgia?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I only bring this up because I wanted to get to Message Board Geniuses.
Yeah.
And what... So Message Board Geniuses is a Twitter follow, and it is one hell of a follow.
It's a beauty.
It's at Board Geniuses. That's the handle.
Okay.
And what they do is they just curate wild fan message board posts.
All right.
And they do it about everything, and they're great at it. And these are real. These are real people posting to these dumb message boards and their hot takes. Okay?
Okay.
So here are the posts via the Georgia message board regarding this recruit incident, the violent driving incident. One said Texas set him up.
Really?
Okay.
Okay.
Which I love.
Yeah, I like it.
Of course, you get the meh, nothing burger, suit him up. You do have the more rational kiss that scholarship goodbye.
One would think, yeah.
And this was my favorite.
Hey, not so fast, but how good is this kid? Did you say he was a four-star
recruit? Four-star safety?
Ah, we'll be all right. We'll be all, you know, hey, it's a little gunplay between friends on the road.
This one's my favorite. People being boozed from New Orleans to Houston after Katrina changed that city forever.
What? What does that have to
do? What do you think about that?
What does that have to do with anything?
You tell me.
People being boozed?
I think he's saying that once Katrina hit, a lot of people drinking, and apparently now it's just a free-for-all because of that.
I guess.
I think that's what I'm reading into that.
All right, well, go.
You see why we don't go to message
this
boards?
This is why we don't go to message boards. Yeah.
Now, I have
a lot of people saying Georgia's got diarrhea of the road.
I have... Well, there's a kind of a funny one about Marcel Reed,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not, well, if we have time, I'll get to that. Okay. It's a Marcel Reed translator because he posts things that the old white guys, they don't understand. They need, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I see. It's a translator.
Now, I have one. I am almost certain this is a bit,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not sure.
Mm. Yeah, it's tough to tell sometimes if it's a bit or if it's just ignorance.
Well, it's not. It's got to be a bit. Hold on, I got to pull it.
Does
up
it?
I do think you will think it's a bit, but if it's not, it's even better.
By the way, I'm going through the Atlanta Journal-Constitution has the list of the violations, and you know some of them are really bad, and then other ones are like, eh, but almost every one of them just basically involves someone getting caught doing like 50 miles an hour over the speed limit. Like there apparently is the area around Athens just nothing but like Autobahn? Is it just flat roads?
I will say I've been out there. There is nothing out there.
And maybe that's what it is. Cause it's just like, I mean, it's just one after another, 65 and a 45. I got 81 and a 35. I got 93 and a 55. A lot of that.
Okay, this one is on the Ole Miss message boards,
mm-hmm.
and this guy's name is Smut for Craft Beer.
All right, I like it.
That's his handle,
yeah.
And he posts something called Manscaping for Victory, Rebels Need Answers. Okay, I'm going to read this to you. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, y'all, quick preseason strategy question for the Rebel faithful. I've got my Grove outfits laid out for the year, including plenty of baby powder for the undercarriage, and my swag confidence is riding higher than a Lane Kiffin tweet at 2 a.m. But I need to know, how smooth is too smooth below the waist? We talking Rebel helmet smooth, clean shave, or more of a gritty Logan Diggs bulldoze through chaos look? I don't want to go out there too aerodynamic and risk slipping in the vat, but I also don't want stray hairs disrupting the swaggers when we return to the Grove for post-game shenanigans.
Is it wrong that I want you to read more message board posts?
Ole Miss isn't about half measures. It's bold choices, strategic precision, and maybe a little regret in the morning. So, Rebels, how much turf are y'all clearing before kickoff? Hotty toddy, and may your grooming reflect our defense. Fast, feisty, and always ready to clamp down when the game's on the line.
Yeah, now!
Yeah, now! How great is that?
That's fantastic.
That's got to be a bit, right?
Wow. I don't know.
It sounds like a bit, but I love it.
Yeah, I'm not certain that it is. And look, I think it's a valid question. Duck fan, how much are you trimming? Like, I mean...
For your swag.
Yeah, for your swag.
Game day
that
swag.
That was for the good of the game.
To reflect our defense. Ready to clamp down. What?
It's a good post.
Yeah. Your crotch is ready to clamp down, just like your defense. God bless message boards.
Let me give you
and you wonder how Paul Feinbaum has been on the air for like 40 years.
No,
I give you that.
Kidding.
Yes.
Playing to these dum-dums.
Yes.
Let me give you the Marcel Reed. Here's the Marcel Reed translator. Okay, so he posts a photo on his Instagram, and it says, I did something, and it's got an upside-down smiley face.
Yeah.
Now, I don't, or an upside-down face mm-hmm. emoji. I don't know what that means, the upside-down face.
I don't know what that means.
I'm sure it means something.
I can take a look.
The kids were telling me the other day of a couple of emojis
mm-hmm.
that mean something that I had no idea.
It means silly, sarcasm, irony, or even just a playful flirtation.
Okay. And I told my daughter-in-law, her name is Emma,
mm-hmm.
I told her, I think it's worth having her in here for a segment
to break it down.
Yes,
I love that idea,
dude. It's it's wild, yeah, and she's so yeah. she's 23, 24, mm-hmm. and it's wild. Some of the stuff she's like, "Oh no, you can't do that," but you can do that. But if it's in a group chat, you can't do that. And then this emoji means this, and then if you do this, you're you know, it's like, oh my god, like I must be, to the kids, I'm the rudest guy on text.
Probably.
Without even knowing it.
Well, to be fair, even sometimes when we're texting or like in a group chat, even I am like, ooh, that's poor form,
Rob. He just drops a letter K. Yeah. And you're like, are you mad?
Yeah, dude, you're a terrible texter.
So he posted this and it said, I did something, and it's a picture of him getting a haircut. Okay? That's all it is. All
right.
And then it says, we ain't finna play with no N's. N-word, but he
sure, yeah,
he doesn't spell it out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We giving out belt, and it sound like okay. Do you need a translator?
Well, I think giving out belt means you're whooping ass, right?
Well,
I think that's right.
I'll tell you in a moment.
I think.
But then he says, Marcel Reed got my boy right, and then a fire emoji, big chop, which to me, I think that means good haircut.
Okay. A big chop. Yeah.
That's what I'm going with.
Okay. And if you don't know, Marcel Reed, by the way, is the quarterback of Texas A&M.
Right. Just thank you. Yeah.
For clarity, if you're wondering who Marcel
right.
Reed is.
And he's a very young player.
Yeah.
So on the Texas A&M message board, we have a translation.
Hey, Sliced Bread on there? Because remember, Sliced Bread was
Sliced Bread.
Yeah, he was on the A&M message board talking about the NIL money.
Here is a more straightforward translation for a middle-aged person. I did something. The person is indicating they made a decision or change, possibly with some regret or concern.
Okay.
Okay. Right. We ain't finna play with no ends. Mm-hmm. We giving out belt and it sound like okay. This means they are not going to tolerate any nonsense of misbehavior from someone, and they are ready to discipline or punish using a belt as a metaphor for a strict action. And it seems to be going well or as planned.
Hey, I was somewhat on that. I can say handing out belt or giving out belt.
Marcel Reed got my boy right, big chop. This is a shout out to Marcel Reed saying he did a great job. The fire emoji indicates approval, giving the person's son or friend a significant haircut. Big chop.
Big chop.
Okay, so now I said something wrong. There is apparently Marcel Reed is the barber I thought the kid sitting in the chair was Marcel Reed.
Yeah,
it's not.
It's not. Just a guy named...
I think that's what that is.
Just a guy named Marcel Reed.
And then shout out Iman. This is a shout out to someone named Iman, likely the person in the photo or the one who shared the post. So that's probably the kid.
So big chop. That's a haircut. So I got my beard trimmed today. I can give a shout out.
Big chop.
I can give a shout out to the big chop.
Yeah, they're saying the image shows a young man getting a haircut covered with a barber's cape, suggesting the big chop refers to a major haircut.
Hey, you know what, Gene?
Now we know what Marcel Reed's post meant.
Hey, shout out to Gene at Cecil's giving me that big chop. What's up, Gene?
Boy,
I feel uncomfortable just saying that.
So I'm looking through some of these other posts here, just in case you need one more before we go.
Yeah, it's a hell of a thing. It's a hell of a thing to be young.
Message board geniuses. Check it out.
Yeah.
At board geniuses on X.
And I have a buddy of mine that's he's a message board guy for a Northwest school. I think a lot of this is not bits.
Dude, it's real.
Yeah, message board guy is
yes,
real.
It's real.
It's real.
And some of the stuff that's on there.
Yeah, it's real.
Dude, it's wild.
Yeah, yeah, it's a whole
thing. The way people think.
It's a thing, dude.
Particularly the SEC.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. That's enough of that. But give that a follow. It's fun. LeBron, cease and desist, next on 105.1 The Fan.
I ran through that bull junk you wrote.
All right, in the news is coming up next. I have to tell you quickly why LeBron James and his team have sent out a cease and desist. Guessing this is, you know, kind of like when a pitcher goes high and tight on a batter, you know?
Sure.
It's to send a message,
yeah,
back him off the plate a little bit.
Yeah, brush him back.
I would imagine that when you're a LeBron James or you're a Kim Kardashian or someone super high profile with millions and millions and millions of followers on social media and you're, you know, stories about you right and left, I would imagine that is not, it's just not easy when you see things like AI using your likeness for stuff that goes viral.
Yeah.
Like that's... I don't know how I would handle that, but I can't. I mean, I think LeBron James is kind of a douchebag, okay?
Sure.
But I see what he's doing here with this. although it does certainly shed light on something that I'm sure a lot of people didn't even know about until he sent a cease and desist letter.
I do see a lot of this now with some of these AI. It's for ads, and that would really piss me off. Like, you're seeing where,
they're using LeBron to sell something. And it's not really him.
It's not really LeBron, and so they're trying to find some loopholes. But, yeah, this happens a bunch. Happens, I know, like, over in, like, Asia. They don't really care about copyright laws. And so people will take, I don't know, like, Kim Kardashian or whatever, and they just throw up on a billboard for something. Or they now you're getting the AI likeness of, you know, whoever, Sydney Sweeney, and now Sydney Sweeney's selling something, and they're like, no, this is horse crap. And I get that. I would be pissed if someone was doing that.
Side note, P1 Scott and John, P1 John, both of them, mm-hmm. Pointing out that the softball on our TV is not and I've since turned the channel.
Oh.
But it is not the new professional softball league. Mm-hmm. It's 13-year-old girls.
Oh. So. Well, there is, because the other day when Major League Baseball was off, it was after the All-Star game, when there was nothing on, they were showing a professional women's softball
league. There is a new league. They were trying to promote it on the back end of the Women's College World Series and trying to, I guess, get that going.
So there is a surge in content involving high-profile athletes, and this one has caught LeBron's attention. His lawyers have reportedly sent a cease and desist letter to an AI company demanding it stop producing AI-generated pregnant videos of him.
What?
In addition, several viral Instagram accounts that shared LeBron brain rot videos have reportedly been banned. And someone's going to have to explain both of those to me.
Well, I'd imagine the first one is just as it sounds. People are making AI videos of LeBron as a pregnant human being, and is hilarious.
I see it right here. There.
You got one?
Yeah, it's...
I haven't seen one, but I'd like to.
Why is that hilarious?
Well, I don't know, but yeah, here, there's...
It's just funny.
And what is the LeBron...
It's LeBron...
I don't know what the brainworm thing is, though.
Okay, it's kind of funny.
Ask Emma.
And there's another one of him... There's one of him dunking, but pregnant, like, in a game. I'm not going to lie. That's kind of great. Like, I see why people are doing it. Objectively, that's funny.
Google the LeBron brain rot.
LeBron
video.
Brain rot?
Yeah.
All right, let's see what I can find. Because the LeBron pregnant, let me just state, while I don't condone it and I'm not going to share it, that's kind of fun.
They are saying this may be one of the first known instances of a high-profile celebrity threatening legal action against an AI company for creating non-consensual AI imagery using their likeness.
It could be a big precedent.
Totally. That's what I'm saying. Like, this is a high and tight purpose. Like, I'm with LeBron on this. Because if you don't stop here, where does it stop?
LeBron James.
When it comes to your own likeness. People cannot just use your likeness.
Yeah, I'm looking here. The pregnant one was easy to find. There's about a million of these LeBron brain rot, but they don't make any sense to me because I don't have the volume on, so maybe that would make a difference, but I'm not certain what the LeBron brain rot is. I'm confused.
Well, that makes seven of us.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Well, anyway, that's why he is. So the cease and desist letter has been sent, reportedly, by his attorneys.
But here's the thing. If you stop someone from making pregnant AI, what would just stop someone else from making? Like, can you really stop that?
I don't know that you can, but I think...
Just the deterrence? Like, yes. The whole, like, FBI warning on your old VHS tapes? Like, you could go to jail and pay $25,000 in fines if you
do this. I think it would be hard to be super high profile and have to deal with this. I don't know what I would do. I think you're right. You probably can't stop it if you really, but what I think I would do would be a little bit more like LeBron and say, dude, we got to at least send a message that we're watching for this stuff, you know, because if you don't do anything, especially when you're LeBron, you're, you know, people who like it could just get really out of hand.
Well, I remember like Taylor Swift, well, she still is dating Travis Kelce, but they were in the playoffs and someone put out a bunch of AI videos. I don't think they were videos. They were photos of Taylor Swift and they were really like hardcore explicit photos. And I remember that was a big deal where they were like, all right, this is too far. And, but again, like you can go after people posting them, but how do you stop?
You don't. How
do you stop entities?
Well, you don't. But I think what he's trying to do is send a message that, you know, look, if you're going to do this stuff, it's not going to be me.
Yeah.
You know, use somebody else.
Yeah. Makes sense.
You just have to kind of wave that flag, I guess. Yeah. I don't blame him for doing that.
I'm still not. I'm trying to get a hold on what LeBron James' brain rot is, and I still can't figure it out. And it's like, it says there's like all these people says explore the phenomenon of LeBron James' brain rot. And how it ties to the song, You Are My Sunshine. We need, where's your daughter-in-law?
You Are My Sunshine?
We need her.
She's over tonight, I'll ask her.
We need her to explain the LeBron James brain rot, because I'm not getting it.
Well, we'll get to the bottom of it. It's not going to be now, though.
Yeah.
In the news is coming up next. How about another gas tax hike?
I can't wait.
How about that?
I love it.
Would you like to pay higher title and registration fees?
You know I would. My favorite thing in the world is just more taxes. Just keep taxing me. It's great. You're going to spend my money so wisely.
And we always wonder what goes through the mind of the proverbial whack job.
Mm-hmm. AKA message board guy.
Well, here you go. Those items coming up next on In the News. But first, here is Buck with SportsCenter on 105.1 The Fan.
Hey, it's Morgan Abscher.
And I'm Kaylin Moore.
And we're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, Clues.
Every Wednesday, we sneak past the crime scene tape and open a new case file for some of the most gripping true crime cases.
Follow and listen to Clues, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I've never felt older, and that's saying something, because I did try to get to the bottom of LeBron James' brain rot videos, and yeah, boy, luck.
I guess it's just mindless. Yeah, brain rot is just this mindless crap.
They're just really dumb videos on TikTok that involve LeBron James, and they mean nothing and say nothing, and it's stupid, and I hate it, and I instantly shut TikTok off of my computer.
I hate everything. Now I run away.
It is
Thursday,
July 24th, 2025. It is time for In the News. I'm your noted and humble newsman. Thank you. Forgot the date there for a second. Usually I write it down, but I didn't. It's brought to you by the Advocates Injury Attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is National Drive-Thru Day.
All right. Shout out to the drive-thru.
Started by...
Don't know. Is that a McDonald's thing?
Yeah, no. We talked about this before. I think it started by...
It's like Hardee's, Carl's Jr.?
I think In-N-Out.
Oh, were they the first?
I think so. You might double check my math.
Right here.
Was it In-N-Out?
I mean, the drive-thru has become a staple.
Yeah.
Red Giant Hamburger, located on Route 66 in Springfield, Missouri. Widely is credited In-N-Out Burger. So, yeah. So, Red Giant Hamburger, and then that went to In-N-Out Burger in 1948. So
there was like a standalone?
There was a standalone, but the first like chain was In-N-Out. Hence, probably In-N-Out.
If you had to go through one drive-thru tonight for food, what are you choosing? You have to pick one.
I gotta pick one.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A tonight.
Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
I'm going to Wendy's.
You could do worse than Chicky Filet. I'd go, Chick-fil-A.
Isaac still never had it.
Look, say what you will, as far as fast food goes, because none of it's good, Chick-fil-A makes the strongest bird in the game.
I know you can say it's just a chicken sandwich. It is head and shoulders above all the other fast food chicken sandwiches.
Well, I've never even had it. I don't argue with that. What I argue with is the idea that,
there's an elevated chicken sandwich.
No, I think a chicken sandwich can be better than another chicken sandwich. Yeah. I just don't understand why people go so ape crap over a freaking drive-through chicken sandwich.
Yeah, the chickening, man. People were dying over the Popeye's chicken sandwich.
That blows me away, and I think it's an indictment on society.
I would like to go to Popeye's because they have such good chicken, but when you go to Popeye's, dude, you got a 50-50 chance that you're going to get anything you order, and they all hate you there. Whatever Chick-fil-A has, because it's the best customer service in the game, you know, there's always has to be an opposite to balance everything out. All the positivity that Chick-fil-A puts out, Popeye's meets it with the negative. You've never met people that hate their job more and don't want to be there more so than a Popeye's employee.
Yeah, and hate you for going to their business.
But the spicy Popeye's chicken, come on. That's dynamite.
It's also National Tequila Day.
Well, there you go.
Tequila is making a big old push right now.
Big old push. Yeah. And it's way down my list of spirits, but I can appreciate an occasional tequila beverage.
A lot of good tequila out there.
Yeah.
I like a good Paloma from Straight Away.
Sure.
Maybe a Blanco Margarita.
And I'll say this, because I don't care for tequila much. I think I can high-end tequila or higher-end versus low-end. That may be the biggest difference in any spirit that I've had.
Well, yeah, because we've all had the Jose Cuervo moment.
Yeah, it sucks.
That soured us on tequila forever.
Yes. But it like, I've had some really nice high-end tequilas that I can just drink straight, or I get, like, put it on the rocks. And you give me that with, like, normal tequila, and I want to gag. Whereas I think, like, there's just more wiggle room between, you know, rums and whiskeys and even scotches. But good tequila makes a difference.
I like mezcal.
Yeah.
I love smoky.
Got a little smoky, little kick to it.
Just one day after announcing a special legislative session for late August to address transportation funding, Oregon Governor No-Toll Tina Kotek unveiled details Wednesday of a proposed bill aimed at stabilizing the Oregon Department of Transportation's budget.
Yeah, we screwed up and miscalculated by $1 billion. Therefore, screw you guys, we want more of your money. Kiss my ass.
She has proposed a bill that raises the state's gas tax by 6 cents.
That's per gallon, right?
I would imagine.
Yeah.
It increases vehicle registration fees by 42 geets.
Huh?
Dollars.
Oh, I was like, wait.
I call them geets.
It's like, what's happening?
Is that a ROP term or is that like a term people use?
You know,
use?
I don't know. I've only ever heard one other person use that term, and that's where I got it. And it was my late Aunt Sylvia who used the term geets. And she was from Fort Worth, Texas. So take that as you will.
Shout out, Sylvia.
Boosting title fees by $139 and adding a $30 surcharge for electric vehicles. Now, I can tell you from personal experience that I just got back from the DMV the other day because the gold Subaru from Jack E. Rock.
And let me tell you, it's a handsome ride.
Yes, I have registered it with the state of Oregon. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you that I paid... Between title, registration, DEQ, and all the stupid fees and crap,
true.
I paid $435.
Good God.
Yes.
And so now they want to increase
now
this.
They're saying 100. So they're boosting title fees by $140. Dude, that is significant.
Yes, it is.
And then registration fees by 42. That's almost $200 right there.
On top.
So I'm looking at next time you register a car... I'd be looking at $650.
And now we're going to hit you at the gas pump with an extra 6 cents a gallon. Yeah.
Which that doesn't bother me as much.
Yeah.
But
cool. Cool
dude,
rules, everybody.
It's
so
wild out
I'd
there.
I'd like to point out again, you effed up your budget. You have no way to manage your budget. And your solution to it is to dig into everyone's pockets and say, give me more so that we can piss away that money. Dude, this...
The governor said the additional revenue would prevent layoffs and help restore essential services that have stalled since the legislature failed to pass a $12 billion transportation package earlier this year.
Dude, it's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
So do you remember the guy who was shooting out speed cameras?
Yeah, I do remember
that. You remember that guy?
Yeah. I'm not going to call him a hero, but, you know.
Ooh. Okay, well...
Hey, I just said I'm not going to call him a hero. So basically what we're saying is Isaac Rob wants to call him a hero. I won't. I'm drawing the line. Rob can call him a hero, not me.
Well, we oftentimes don't get an explanation from the whack jobs about why they're doing things like this. Well, this guy we did. We know what he was thinking and doing, and I'm going to tell you what he was thinking.
Little Unabomber, I can't wait.
When we return. Right. This is In the News on The Fan.
Hey, it's Morgan Absher.
And I'm Kaylin Moore.
And we're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, Clues.
Every Wednesday, we sneak past the crime scene tape and open a new case file for some of the most gripping true crime cases.
Follow and listen to Clues, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, this is In the News, July 24, 2025. So, Portland police were stumped.
Here now!
Although they did have surveillance video of the suspect in his car, a dark-colored Subaru.
Okay.
And this guy had been, this was in 2024, May of last year, 17 cameras used to catch speeders and red light runners had been riddled with bullets over a two-week span. Okay, you remember this story.
I do remember this.
Well, they caught the guy. He is a 28-year-old named Chase Grijalva. At the time, they didn't really know what motivated him to be doing this.
I had a good idea.
Oh.
I mean,
what would that be?
Who likes speed cameras? The whole thing is horse crap. You didn't catch me speeding. He's had a camera that said I was speeding. You don't even know if it was me behind the wheel. The whole thing is unconstitutional. It's ridiculous.
I told you about the Uber driver I had that would always duck.
Yeah.
So he'd just roll right through the intersection, and he would just duck just under the dash for a split second.
Yeah, not me. Prove it was me.
And then if it took a picture, there was no one there.
I was like the idea of the guy, like, you take a picture of me speeding, I'll take a picture of some money, because that's about the same thing. It's ridiculous.
So then is his plan that if they send it in with the plates, they'll just say someone else was driving, and you get trouble for that?
No, it doesn't say that. Because have you ever had one of those?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, so it shows you plain
right,
as
the
day.
Photo, yeah.
Yeah, the photo. So if that photo doesn't, if it does not prove that you're driving, mm-hmm. you just like, nah, it wasn't me.
But if your car is going through, don't you have some level of responsibility for your car?
I don't know about that.
I don't know how it works either.
I don't know. Anyway.
I just don't like the idea of, like, it bothers me. Like, you're not out there. You don't have a human being out there catching me. Go to hell. You don't get my money. Pisses me off.
I had a buddy who got a speeding ticket by aircraft. You know, you see those signs?
Yeah,
and, like,
ridiculous.
Somebody was up in the air, and they just clocked him from a mile marker to another mile
really?
Marker. And
yeah.
They sent us, like, a highway patrol
I
after
never
him.
Pay attention to those signs. Yeah. Should I?
Well, I did. That was, like, when I was in Iceland. There's one road in Iceland. One. And it's all monitored by cameras. And then when you go, like, to return your car, they tell you how many rules you've broken all on camera. And they have them like in HD cameras. And I'm like, God damn it. It's just the whole thing's ridiculous. Either get cops out there or you don't get to ticket people.
Well, I would rather my cops not be dealing with speeding tickets and red light tickets. Like, I think that's, they've got bigger fish.
I agree. So just stop writing them. Speeding tickets are stupid.
Don't I know it? Newly released videos, photos, and court documents shed new light into the case, suggesting the alleged gunman saw himself as a martyr. He felt like these cameras throughout the city were essentially the government's way to rob the poor and give the money back to the government. Police found a handgun with mounted flashlight and more than 100 rounds of ammunition in his car following the arrest. They also discovered a duffel bag with survival gear, water purification, maps, a compass, canned food, bolt cutters, rope, and emergency blanket. He also had a tactical green backpack with spray paint, sledgehammer, and flashlights.
Sounds prepared.
Yeah, that's a little...
Police found military camouflage netting in the car, along with a bag filled with a tourniquet, trauma medical supplies, and handgun magazines.
Ew.
According to a search warrant, investigators found a notebook in his home in Northeast Portland. And it was filled with handwritten notes. One read, "For many weeks, I would go upon the city of towers to destroy the eyes of extortion throughout..." Let me reread that. "For many weeks, I would go upon the city of towers to destroy the eyes of extortion throughout, sword in hand."
Oh, boy. So this dude really is badass crazy. Like, that's a whole other level of insanity.
"I feel that tomorrow will be a day of fear for many."
Oh, boy. Can I nominate him for Bon Voyage as well? Like, we just need to put him on the boat. He shouldn't be around other people. I think we should feel fortunate that all he was doing was shooting cameras.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Because, to be honest with you, if something else becomes the eye of, what was it, the eyes of tyranny or whatever the hell, what were the cameras?
Well, he said that the cameras were designed to take money from the poor and give it back to the
government.
Yeah,
but he called them the eyes of something.
Oh.
And it's all fun and games shooting cameras until he finds out that, like, some human being is the eyes of injustice. And next thing you know, he's targeting people. That's...
The eyes of extortion.
Yeah, the eyes of extortion.
Yeah.
What if he decides that Isaac Rop is the eyes of extortion? Next thing you know...
I know.
This doesn't end well. My man's got the silly string chromosome in him and probably needs to... get sent out to the high seas. We're going to just go to international waters and
so
good luck to you.
They had a brief tussle with the old boy.
Yeah.
Well, he's 28, so he's not old,
no.
But you know what I mean.
He's more of a young whippersnapper.
And he spoke to police after they got him.
Yeah.
And he said that he had been honorably discharged from the Army and recently quit his job as a mechanic. He also asked the officers about religion and whether he knew what a martyr was. He made the comment, "I bear that mark," explained the police officer. He didn't feel like his martyrdom was complete. He felt like there were other things that he could do.
This
So that sheds a little light into the mind of a whack job.
This is not good. This
not
ends.
Not good at all.
Well, because he's not going away for it.
I know.
Like, this is going to end poorly. And someone put this son of a bitch on a watch list. And I don't mean like the keep an eye on list. No, I mean we need a drone. There should just be one of those, like, LoJack ankle monitors.
Ankle monitor,
and I just want a drone, like, hovering above him at all times. Just keeping an eye on that dude. We need the eyes. We need more of the eyes on him. Because that doesn't end well.
It just makes you wonder how many people out there are like that. Well, you know?
I'm being dead serious about this. How do you fix that? Like, you see the dudes on the street, and clearly they're not okay. The level of treatment, like, there is nothing in the world that's going to fix that other than years and years of therapy, and that ain't happening.
We used to have mental hospitals.
Yeah, but then things were happening in the mental hospitals, and you can't, yeah.
But, I
like
mean...
one flew over the cuckoo's nest.
Listen, dude, if you said to me, they will bring back mental hospitals, I'd be for it, because I do think there is a gray area between freaking prison and walking the streets. Yeah. People that aren't criminals, but really aren't, should not be in society. Like, they're
this guy should not be roaming the streets. Whenever he gets out, this guy should not be running around. Nothing good is going
to
come of this.
There's nowhere to go for people like that.
Might I add, I think there is a place to go. It's called Bum Voyage. I'm telling you, all of a sudden my cruise ship idea is not sounding so crazy.
You still calling him a hero?
Not so much.
You're out on that?
I'm out.
A little backtrack, a little moonwalk.
You lost me with the eyes thing. I was like,
eyes of extortion.
Yeah, the eyes of extortion. Like, and then the my martyrdom is not done. That scares me.
That's rough.
I mean... That means my man's strapping something to his chest at some point and blowing up. This is bad.
In the news, July 24, 2025, the advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Okay, coming up next, Arch Manning is already linked to one NFL team, and we got a follow-up on the duckies from Media Day yesterday that we have yet to discuss. We'll get to those items when we return here on 105.1 The Fan.
Hey, it's Morgan Abscher.
And I'm Kaylin Moore.
And we're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, Clues.
Every Wednesday, we sneak past the crime scene tape and open a new case file for some of the most gripping true crime cases.
Follow and listen to Clues, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.